Section 11. Special driving situations. Night driving. Driving at night is more difficult and hazardous than daytime driving. The distance you can see in front is limited by light provided by your headlights. Here are some things you can do that will help when you are driving at night. Use your high beams whenever there are no oncoming vehicles. High beams let you see twice as far as low beams. Dim your high beams when you are 500 feet or more away from any oncoming vehicle. If a vehicle comes toward you with its high beams on, glance toward the right side of the road to keep from being distracted or momentarily blinded by the vehicle's headlights. Use your low beams when following another vehicle that is less than 200 feet in front of you. In fog, rain, or snow, use your low beams. Light from your high beams may cause glare and make it more difficult to see ahead. Some vehicles have fog lights that can be used in fog, snow, or rain. Avoid looking directly into oncoming headlights. Keep your eyes searching the road in front of your vehicle. Try to search well ahead of your headlight beams, looking for dark shapes on the roadway. Glance occasionally to the right and left to determine the location of the edge of the pavement and any possible hazards that may come from the sides. Do not wear sunglasses or colored lenses when driving at night or on overcast days. Tinted or colored lenses reduce your vision. Increase your following distance by adding at least one additional second for night driving conditions and at least two additional seconds for driving on unfamiliar roadways at night. Work zones. A work zone is an area where roadwork takes place and may involve a lane closure, a detour, and moving equipment. Work zones have become increasingly dangerous places for both workers and drivers. Approximately 40,000 people per year are injured as a result of motor vehicle collisions in work zones. When approaching a work zone, watch for signs, cones, barrels, large vehicles, and workers. Work zone signs have orange backgrounds and black letters or symbols. Always reduce your speed in a work zone, even if there are no workers. The narrower lanes and rough pavement can create hazardous conditions. If you endanger a highway worker, you may be fined and have points assessed against your driving record. SC Code Section 565-1535. As a driver in a work zone, you should reduce your speed, increase your following distance, watch the traffic around you, and be prepared to stop. Use extreme caution when driving through a work zone at night, whether workers are present or not. Adjust your lane position to allow space for workers and construction vehicles. Observe the posted work zone signs until you see end road work. Expect delays, plan for them, and leave earlier to reach your destination. When possible, use alternate routes and avoid work zones. Rural road driving. Driving on rural roads can be dangerous. Stay alert, watch for warning signs, and obey the speed limit. Some road conditions and driving hazards are unique to rural roads. It is important to understand the different road conditions you may experience on rural roads. Gravel or dirt. Traction can be reduced on gravel or dirt roads. You should reduce your speed, increase your following distance, and realize you may skid when trying to stop your vehicle. Narrow roads. Rural roads are generally narrower and may have ditches or drop-offs instead of shoulders. You should reduce your speed, center your vehicle in your lane, and watch for oncoming traffic that may attempt to share your lane. Narrow and single lane bridges. Be aware of warning signs identifying narrow or single lane bridges. Take turns crossing a bridge. Generally, the first driver to the bridge has the right of way. Open bridge gratings or steel bridges. These can reduce your traction. Reduce your speed, increase your following distance, and maintain a firm grip on the steering wheel. Areas of reduced vision. Blind corners, street corners you cannot see around, created by wooded areas, crops growing in fields, and steep hills can limit how far you can see. In this type of area, always reduce your speed and be prepared to stop. Uncontrolled intersections. Some intersections on rural roads are not controlled by yield or stop signs. These intersections can be very dangerous if they are not approached with caution. When approaching an uncontrolled rural intersection, slow down and be prepared to stop for crossing or oncoming traffic. Winter driving techniques. South Carolina generally does not have extreme winters but occasionally gets some snow and ice. Winter weather conditions call for a different kind of driving than other weather conditions such as slower speeds, slower acceleration, slower steering, and slower braking. Be especially careful on bridges, overpasses, and infrequently traveled roadways because they tend to freeze first. Even at temperatures above freezing, if the conditions are wet, you might encounter ice in shady areas or on exposed roadways like bridges. Be aware that road conditions are constantly changing. If you must drive, it is recommended that you use tire chains or special snow tires in your vehicle. Also, keep your windshield and windows clear. Use the defroster because it improves driver visibility, especially during cold weather. Activate the fan and place your hand on the dashboard to ensure it is working properly. Load extra weight into the trunk of your car. This will help give your car traction, rear-wheel drive. Keep a full tank of gasoline to prevent condensation within your gas tank, which may freeze. This will reduce further problems. When possible, travel in the tracks where other vehicles have gone before. Test road conditions carefully. Applying the brakes gently is best for slowing down or stopping. Avoid using cruise control in winter driving conditions. Allow additional distance between your vehicle and others when there is snow or ice. Ice patches may occur on bridges even when there is no ice on the roads. Approach intersections with caution. Generally avoid hills, but if necessary, drive slowly and keep a steady pace and a good distance of space between you and the vehicle ahead. If you stop on a hill, it is extremely difficult, if not impossible, to get going again. If your vehicle gets stuck in the snow, do not spin your wheels. This will only dig the vehicle in deeper. Turn your wheels from side to side a few times to push snow out of the way. Use a light touch on the gas to ease your car out. Use a shovel to clear snow away from the wheels and the underside of the car. Pour sand, cat litter, gravel, or salt in the path of the wheels to help get traction. You can also try using cardboard, newspaper, or brush under your wheels. If your vehicle starts to skid, take your foot off the accelerator and steer in the direction you want the front of the vehicle to go. If you have ABS, do not pump the brakes. Apply steady pressure to the brakes. You will feel the brakes pulse, which is normal. If you have standard brakes, pump them gently. Do not abandon your vehicle in the roadway, if possible.